This is State House Week, a look at action in the General Assembly. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina Public Radio. When lawmakers return to Columbia next week, it will be for the final 3 days of this year's legislative session, and most of the session's priority matters are still pending. A critical roads funding package, ethics reform measures, and next year's budget bills are all in or headed to House-Senate conference committees, where members are trying to work out differences between House and Senate versions of the bills. The session's top priority, roads funding and restructuring of the DOT Commission, is slowly moving toward final passage. Both the House and Senate have passed bills which call for over $2 billion for road and bridge repair over the next 10 years and moves appointments of DOT commissioners from the legislature to the governor. But there are differences. Republican Representative Gary Semrel of Rock Hill, however, is optimistic a funding package may finally pass next week.
That brings all sides to the table because, you know, the governor is for that. The House obviously passed that with a very strong vote, 102-3, and the Senate had passed it earlier with only 4 dissenters. So hopefully this is the portention of good things to come.
Semrel adds that while the current measures being considered make significant investments in state roads, a long-term solution for road funding still needs to be found. One priority bill that apparently will not pass during this year's session would provide $200 million a year in borrowing authority to help repair or replace public school buildings across the state. Senate leaders indicated to Columbia's state newspaper this week that the measure would not be considered this session. The bill is part of a response to the state's Supreme Court's order to lawmakers to improve state funding for poor rural schools. The bill is expected to be introduced again when the General Assembly reconvenes in January. Without fanfare this week, Governor Haley signed into law legislation that makes it illegal for a woman to get an abortion once her pregnancy reaches 20 weeks. It took the bill 2 years to pass. The only exceptions in the new law are if a mother's life is in danger or if a doctor determines the fetus can't survive outside the womb. There are no exceptions for rape or incest. The ban will only affect hospitals, since none of the state's 3 abortion clinics provide abortion past 15 weeks. Lawmakers this week elected Supreme Court Justice Don Beatty of Spartanburg to be the next Chief Justice of the High Court. Beatty becomes the 2nd black Chief Justice in modern state history. State Court of Appeals Judge James Lockamy of Dillon was elected to be the next Chief Judge of the Court of Appeals. A portrait of the late state senator Clemente Pinckney now hangs in the Senate chamber. Pinckney was one of 9 persons murdered at the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston last summer, where he served as pastor. In a ceremony Wednesday, Darlington County Senator Gerald Malloy said he hopes the portrait will serve as a reminder for what Pinckney believed in.
He still talks. He speaks to us about what we should strive for and the potential cost of standing for what we believe in. That is why when we look at the portrait of Senator Pinckney, we need to be reminded of both how he lived and why he was killed in a massacre at Mother Emanuel.
Senator Pinckney's widow, Jennifer, told those attending the unveiling ceremony that Senator Pinckney would have said he wasn't worthy of his portrait to hang in the Senate chamber. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join us next Friday for a look at events in the state legislature.